After Buzzers, and welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about episode 12, postpartum. Oh man, this is a heavy episode. We have baby Nicole. That's not her name. We have a horrible demise for Eden, but how did it really get there? And we have some Nick and June, and I don't know how I feel about all that. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Say what?
We were having trouble figuring out a song for this episode, but wait for it.
This is perfect.
Baby, oh baby, yeah. I love to call you baby. It's appropriate.
Anyway,
welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show, episode 12. Postpartum. Woo. My name is Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my amazing panel.
Hey everyone, I'm Leslie Powers.
Hi guys, Veronica Briga here.
And I am Takira Shabray right here.
And so later on, after we talk about the rundown of the show, we have our special segment, which is our Resist Sister. So somebody who stood out in the news, and that involves Iran and a ban on female attendance in sporting arenas, as well as we're going to talk about fan reactions to Eden and other exciting news on Twitter. So let's talk also real quick, overall thoughts of this episode.
This was rough. They're all rough. But this was ruthless. This was a ruthless episode.
It's heavy.
But also a very very good penultimate episode. I love that word. Mm-hmm. So I think it definitely is coasting right into that finale.
And yes.
I'm loving what I saw for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, this was depressing. much like many of the other episodes. But this one was a little... It started to get dark at the end there. That situation with Emily. I was like, don't do it. Don't go down that rabbit hole. But we'll see. We'll see where we end up.
I have to humbly step back and accept my mistake. Of good old Eden.
We all do.
Because I didn't trust her. And now I'm just like, I feel like such a horrible person. But, you know, it's TV and it's made to make you, I guess, have a roller coaster ride. But,
yes.
I'm sorry, Eden.
It'd be boring if we could predict everything.
I know, right?
So it's good writing.
We also join the discussion. We also have a live chat. If you're watching this live, feel free to chime in. If you're watching it later, comment down below. Takira's handling that. And we're grabbing some photos for later. So at the very beginning, we get our F-bomb here. Because my first reaction when we see that pan over and Serena holding the baby, I wrote, I'm like, well, fuck. It's like, we're not surprised. But it's just like,
but still,
damn nabbits. Right?
Not an image you wanted to see.
Yeah. No. So Serena has Nicole. And I do air quotes for those listening. Because it's Holly. Mm-hmm. It's like June and Alfred.
Holly.
We're like, that's not the name.
I know. It is, though, like, to us, like, we'll always know her.
Yes, always be Holly.
Oh, of course.
I was reading some things online. No offense to any Nicoles out there, but people were like, really? They named her Nicole? What a basic name, Nicole. And they were, like, really, like, hating on the name.
Dang!
And I was like, wow.
That was definitely just a little salty, because, I mean, Holly is not the most elaborate name either.
Exactly. Yeah. They're just mad.
We were just in our feelings.
A little bit.
I think they were just like, Holly came from something. There was something. Yeah, people are just angry, but
I guess it would have been interesting to hear why Serena picked Nicole.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you later.
Oh.
So I'm going to save that.
Okay.
I'm going to save it.
Then, this episode, it's not like, I feel the overall tone just had this heavy, it wasn't like, obviously there were certain moments, but the whole thing, because then we get the next scene where June's pumping in the red center, and that's just like,
could it be any more depressing?
Right.
No, I really don't think it could.
But Aunt Lydia surprisingly is like, wow, I'm impressed that you gave birth all by yourself and you handled it.
She just doesn't want June to die of depression. I mean, she's got to be somewhat nice to her. I mean, I don't know.
And she still wants to believe, I think, that, like, none of this was June's fault. You know, like, Opera did nothing wrong. She didn't try to escape or shoot people. Yeah. Or she's like, you poor thing, you're stuck there.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she went through with it. Right. Yep. She could have done other things.
We learned this is a few weeks later, because it was kind of like, time has passed, what? The neighbors found her, so, well, we figure out who found her.
Yeah, a little anticlimactic there, but that's
a little bit, but that's it's fine. It was kind of good to speed up, like, where we were, because it's like, we don't really need the right after. But June coming at her going, you promised to take care of this baby.
Yeah.
Aunt Lydia's like, well, Right. And Lydia, yeah. Disappointed in you. Not that I ever think she has much, but I'm like, come on, I thought this was a moment where she might shine just a little bit.
Yeah.
She will. Mm.
That's Takira. Yeah, like,
oh, it on Lydia. She's fake.
Yes. Fred is now head of media expansion. Oh, yeah. Nick is okay. Wah. So good.
I know.
This was me.
But is it a little weird that it's just like all of a sudden?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm back. Like, there was like no connection, like no peace. Like,
oh, but there was, I don't know. Weird. There was some tension between Fred and Nick, though.
Oh, yeah.
In that room.
And I think ultimately it was Fred's doing to send them on this mission. So mm-hmm. I think he was kind of like more mad at the guards who.
Yeah, there's, yeah.
The guardians who like made a mistake.
The
and
overzealous
him.
Guardians.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, than he was at Nick.
Yeah. Oh, but Fred being all creepy, he's like, things are going to happen for you. I'm like, nope, tension. My goodness. Yes.
He's the best creep on TV, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what he does, creep.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, groaned when that family portrait went
oh,
up.
My God. My husband laughed so hard. He was like, that's hilarious. And someone on Twitter, this isn't anything I'm going to say later, but someone was like, how funny they said they're going to be hung on the wall next to each other. And then here they are hanging them on the wall.
That's what I took from it. And it was so funny that Nick was the one doing it.
Exactly.
So I was just like, irony there.
I hope that means something.
Then we have Serena and Eden, which was kind of interesting. And they're like, oh, it's feeding time, and talked about the clothes, and they can finally use all the clothes.
Yeah.
So many clothes.
Yeah,
she changes her every 10 minutes. That's what Martha said. Yeah, Rita. Yeah. Rita said she changes the baby every 10 minutes. Calm down, Serena. Yeah.
And speaking of Rita, she's like, so the milk's kind of running dry.
Yeah,
and nope, because when I keep seeing Reno, Serena was like, nope, I want June away.
Yeah,
that's not how that works, though.
Yeah. No, sorry, I did. Were you done or sorry?
Yeah.
No. You're because good. I'm curious. I have so many questions about this. I'm curious of what you guys think or if you know about this, the breastfeeding thing. I tried to do a bit of research about how it works, like if you pull the baby away and stuff, and it's a direct connection. Like, it's crazy. I read that when the baby cries, your hormones automatically start producing more milk.
Yeah.
That's how connected moms are to the baby. That blew my mind. Because I mean, I'm not a mom. I don't know. But
it's amazing.
The magic of science. Right. Yeah. That is one of those both of like.
It is. And you know what? Because I know what we kind of talked about this last time was like that physical connection and no baby. But I started to think, and I'm not a parent. None of us are. So please comment below, especially if you're in this situation. But what about that connection with adopted parents, like, you know, babies and having that? Is that something? Yeah. It started to make me realize, like, is that something that they have to overcome? And is it that difficult? So I don't know. If you're an adopted parent,
I'm an adopted child.
Yeah.
So I did not breastfeed then.
My cousin adopted. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I know, like, breastfeeding as an adopted parent, I mean, that's not, unless you have literally just had a baby.
Kind of jumping ahead, that was interesting. Serena tried. It was awkward.
Yeah,
but
was desperate and sad.
I wanted
more skin to skin. Like, take the baby out of the clothes and more have skin contact.
Right.
You tried breastfeeding, but then hug it.
She just wanted it so bad.
She wanted that connection, and to be honest, that did not surprise me whatsoever.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Totally. Like, as soon as she shut the door, I was like, oh my gosh, please tell me that she's not going to go there. And then she did. And I was like,
yeah.
There was like a gif of Dwight from The Office when it was like, Serena trying to breastfeed. He was like,
it's disgusting. I'm just curious. So if anyone's an adopted parent, is that something you had to overcome? It's pretty difficult.
And then we got Aunt Lydia. There we go. She takes June to see Fred and Nick and the baby. I'm like, weird family reunion thingamabob.
In a church.
In church. Mm-hmm. And they're like, when she sees the baby, speak of the moment, because then it's you want to prime the pump. And I'm like,
I was like,
that's what happens, but just how they're handling it makes it so awkward and not great. Fred keeps, like, denying her, like, nope, can't touch it,
nope,
can't get close, nope.
Well, that's because Serena was... I will cut your you-know-what off.
Yeah,
that's what, he's following her orders.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But minuscule props to Aunt Lydia who pushes for June to, quote-unquote, go home.
I think June had that tiny guilt trip on her when Aunt Lydia admitted the whole sister-baby thing. I think she's now, like, doubting herself.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I like that.
Then we have Serena when she's like, did you let her touch my child? Calm your child down, woman. Oh my goodness. And she's a monster. Like, no contact with the baby, and she's not happy about it. Yeah. But I do like that Fred's kind of like, you're the one who's a problem about it. Just saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, no one else has a problem but you.
You would think the baby would make her softer, and it's almost like making her more rageful in a sense.
She's Mama Bear.
Yeah, Mama Bear. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's very dismissive of other things that are going on, too. She's like, yeah, I've got my baby.
Yeah, exactly. I got everything.
That's all that
I need.
Matters, right? Yeah. Right.
She just needs, they need television so they can chill and veg out,
you know?
Netflix and chill, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
And speaking of that, we cover a lot of shows here, and so we have some shows to tell you about and some subscribing stuff.
Yes. And speaking of vegging out, like, that's what we do here, right? We watch it and we veg out. So all of our AfterBuzzers that veg out with us, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. So there's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us. But we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. But if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. They are completely optional. So hit that subscribe button, the one right there on your screen. If you're joining us live, right there. Just tap it. That's all it takes. Right now for this channel. And check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. But let us know you did in the comments that you have subscribed. And we will thank you on air because we greatly appreciate it. But for now, just thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. We appreciate it.
We mentioned Emily earlier. So her storyline this episode. Whew, okay, wow. So she's going to Commander Lawrence, apparently who's the architect of Gilead's economy, and she's had four rejections so far, but I agree with her thought process. What person wants a shitty handmaid?
Yes.
That was a great line.
It's
and
true.
I love that she said it. She didn't hold back.
And Aunt Lydia's reaction was so good.
She's like,
wait a second.
She's like, I don't have a comeback.
I'm just going to knock on this door right here.
Yeah, I'm going to pretend I didn't hear it.
Yes.
Move on.
Yes.
I'm like, let's just wrap her up because I'm like, there's not much. Like, we go away and then come back. So that house was, we meet Cora, who's the Martha.
Yeah. Who was funny.
It's kind of funny. She swears, but she has a effed up eye.
Yeah, just like
Janine. Made me nervous.
Just like Janine.
Made me nervous.
Well, I kind of instantly thought, okay, he's taking the rejected, quote unquote, rejected handmaid.
Yeah, yes. I was thinking that too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I was
saw the good in him.
Yeah, me too. I saw the good in a weird way in him.
Yeah. Yes.
But you know, a little weird, little eerie,
he's quirky, eccentric,
a little
for
quirky.
Sure.
Yeah.
I wrote down. I like him. I have a good feeling, and I'm all
totally
because he seems normal. Mm-hmm. Like thinks Gilead, but it feels like he's testing the waters with her. Of like, tell me really how you feel. But she can't be that honest yet.
Yeah.
It's like, she needs to find out.
Okay. She is observing.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Take it.
Yeah. Always be cautious in this world.
She's like, they have messed me up.
But he's either really good news or really bad news, right?
Yes.
There's no in between this guy.
No.
But I will say, how refreshing, right? We walk into this house, there's art.
Yes.
There's books. Yeah. I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah, this man is
eccentric.
And they're
being sarcastic with each other. Like, Martha and him. I was like, what?
He kicks Lydia out and he says, glory be, as the goodbye.
That's right.
Like, oh, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
But he also was like, super. Yeah, we're all right here.
Yeah.
He's okay. Yeah.
Bye.
Done. Did you guys think it's weird that Aunt Lydia was just kind of, she didn't question him or challenge him in a bit.
Yeah.
She was just very like, all right, see you later.
She kind of first asked, what about Mrs.?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, she's not available. And then I got worried too. I'm like, is there a Mrs.? Because then I'm like, is he gay?
Or
and like, then he takes him in.
Oh, okay.
That's is she point. Invalid because he made her one?
Yeah.
Or like, I went dark.
There's
like,
a lot of questions.
Yeah.
For once, it's not me.
But I feel like because he is the
I feel he's
the
normal
head of the economics or whatever his title is, I feel like Aunt Lydia is. I think with Mr. Waterford, she's had hints that he's not very good to his the women.
Yeah.
And so I think she's just like, F you. But not with this guy.
So, she kind of explores a little bit. Then we don't really hear much from her again till later. But then she meets Eleanor, who was an art professor. So that's interesting. And right away is like, I want to know your real name. Okay.
That's
but Eleanor seemed a little off. Mm-hmm. Anybody else?
Obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, like she's been in like solitude. Like she's been in, you know.
She's like, she's just, I'm not supposed to talk to the girls.
Well, I think that she, I mean, to wrap your head around being married to someone who literally designed the ins and outs of the colonies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's kind of big. And so clearly the other handmaid that doesn't have an eye, and then Emily, clearly like these handmaids were probably at one point in the colony, like the one that was missing the eye.
Yeah.
We can only assume, but to struggle with your husband making that bad of a decision, and then she still married him, so did she at one point accept it and then not forgive herself? Mm. So
I'm so curious about that, about the colonies thing, because she said it so briefly.
Yeah.
She said he did something terrible, pretty much designed the colony, and keeps mentioning it's poison, they're digging it up. Which we talked about, so it's like,
of course.
So
is he? Is he a horrible person? Because
I wonder,
of that.
Mad scientist.
True, is he more in that experiment realm? Gone wrong?
Yeah.
Hold on. So I actually have an opposite point of view because I thought that I agree with you, but my other thought was. Sorry, I lost my thought. What were you saying? What did you say? You
Eleanor said Eleanor about having to deal with her husband.
Yeah. Okay. So what if she really? What if he really is a kind man? If I were to see the good in this person, and maybe she is just bipolar or schizophrenic, and maybe the things that she's saying is not true. I don't know if I'm digging too deep here, trying to figure out if this man is good news or what. Yeah.
I think we're all trying to figure out what.
Well, I feel like this is almost like a red herring. Like, just he's bad guy, and we're like. Is he?
Yeah. Are they all going to, like, is he going to let them all out? Like, you know.
Yeah.
But then the way he threw her.
Yeah, I'll say mine for predictions.
Yeah.
What do you think?
But then
leave comments down below.
We want to know. I mean, like, I'm really curious about the colonies thing.
Yeah, what do you feel about the, about.
Not just that, when she was caught reading, it's like we're all literally on edge watching every single move, even down to the hair follicle on his arm.
Yeah.
Like.
Then he kind of makes a joke.
Yeah, it's just
he's like, the good old days. She needs to take a hand.
Yeah, she just needs to tread softly.
And does drinks later, which was like,
he's super casual. Mm-hmm.
We value our privacy in this house. It's like, oh boy, he asks super personal questions.
Yeah.
Knows a ton about her. So then I was like, maybe he tracked her down.
Oh, absolutely.
Wanted her specifically.
Yeah, 100%.
And you know, like, how did that make you feel? I'm like, wait, is he a psychiatrist kind of person? But the question that this one also, I'm like, well, this could be actual genuine curiosity or super creeper.
Yeah.
Do you know if you healed properly?
Yep. Mm. For when they disfigure you, basically.
That did not come out as concerned. That was the moment where it started to go dark, and I was like, okay, this guy's not bad. He's real bad news, or they're just like... Great, right? Okay, what do you think?
She, no, I agree.
Because it could be a genuine concern.
Sure.
I didn't take it that
way. It didn't come
out
that way, though.
I took something very dark. Sexually disturbing.
Disgusting, yeah.
Oh, God, I hope not. I love Emily.
Yeah.
Also, so Bradley Whitford is he's an incredible actor. And I thought he brought so much to that role.
Yeah, that made me, I like this guy.
I know, we love him.
We'll find out. So that's kind of it for Emily for now. So we'll hold on to what you think is going to happen to her. Popping
not
back
ready
to
for it.
Sorry. I don't know what he's ready for that.
Back to June pumping, and here's a baby crying. Goes downstairs with her milk, and then sees Serena singing a lullaby, which was like, yay, but no. Kind of double-edged sword of like, well, that's nice. She's taking care of the baby, but that's her baby.
Yeah, because it's like a 0.5% of you. It's like, that's sweet. And then it's like,
yep.
I gave Serena a chance. I don't know.
Yeah, no more chances.
I'm done with her.
Bye. Yeah.
And then Eden, she's like, well, I can't wait to do that and breastfeed and feel it. And you're just like, Eden, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Tact. Well, you do not have it.
Can I say, up until this point, I was not trusting Eden. Like, because in my mind, I was like, Eden's going to steal the baby.
I thought that too.
She's going to,
it's Nick's baby.
It's
loves Nick.
Exactly. I'm like, she's going to steal the baby. Yep. She's going to go crazy. She's at her breaking point.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then June says, grab love wherever you can find it.
Yes.
It's not exactly the direction we all thought it would go.
Precisely. No.
Is that where you thought it would go? Comment down below if you thought so. Is anybody in the chat commenting on Eden and how it went down at all?
Not yet, but L. Woods did say that maybe the Commander Lawrence asked Emily how she was healing to keep her anger with Gilead. So that was a different perspective.
Okay. I like that.
Nailed it.
To keep her fired up.
I'm going to hold on to that.
But yeah, there's a lot of people commenting a lot about Lydia and then the name, so I'll hold on to that. Yeah, but shout out to Douglas, Aaliyah, Kevon, all of you guys, Linda, Lisa,
we see you.
Thank you for joining the live show.
Rita and then June kind of have a moment, and Rita kind of talks about nursing is like, I'm sorry. Like, she has a moment of like, my bad.
I forgot you actually, like, birthed this thing without drugs. Right.
And we get the grocery list, and then this is where I got nervous, because Nick's like, anybody know where Eden is? It's like,
whoa. Yeah. What? That turned for me. I was like, what?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then it shifts again. Nick is like, our baby is so beautiful, and he wishes he could hold it. And I'm like,
That's the best.
That scene was so cute.
This scene.
So nice.
I wanted Nick to just be like, just screw it all. Let's go.
Yes.
Let's go.
Right.
I'm baby. I'm getting a truck. Like,
I'm going to try.
Obviously, yes. Do that.
Well, he suggests running away, and they both kind of have that planning fantasy together.
They have
so
to.
Adorable.
I love that she said, maybe she caught an old Navy South Tamal.
Oh, yeah. I know. That was the best line ever.
But that's like the only time he's ever really smiled on the show.
Exactly. Yes. That's why I love it.
We need to see Nick smile more. And then, such a babe.
We get Commander totally cockblock in there, and he's like, never showed up. And then I went,
And then it was like, and June telling her to grab onto love. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're like, teenagers.
I called this a couple episodes ago. I was like, they belong together. Yeah. God bless them. Bring them together. they deserve each other for better, for worse, literally. Yeah.
I guess so. Literally.
We kind of talked about Serena being with the fussy baby, and she pretty much never lets go of the baby.
I know.
Rita's like, do you want me to help? Nope. Yep.
Put her down.
But I did.
Like, was Commander ever holding the baby? I can't remember in this episode if the Commander
Good
ever held
call.
The baby.
Well, whenever, not with her.
Well, whenever she, maybe not this episode, I guess, never mind. But we did see him hold whenever they were in the church or something. Whenever,
yeah, but not when she's there.
But not when she's in the same room. Yeah, yes. Obviously. Yeah. But,
How dare he even think of that?
Yeah, how dare he hold her baby?
I mean, we don't really give her sympathy, but when she was saying sorry to the baby, of like, I'm sorry, like after she tried, that did feel.
I don't.
Takira is
no forgiveness.
No sympathy.
That's gross.
And then this is where it also got so creepy. Fred's in the kitchen with June, and like, why would a girl risk so much to leave?
I was like, I don't know. Let me think of 50 reasons.
Right? Let me count the ways.
That scene was really hard for me because she had to sit there and she had to pretend to like her rapist.
Yes.
She had to say the word thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, not thank you for that, but thank you for letting me see my child. I was like, it was tough. It was tough.
Her teeth, she was like, thank you.
Yeah.
She's kind of
like, you have to sit there and tolerate your rapist if you like him.
That's really tough.
Oh, but then he just gets weirder too because he's like, so you heard us? And she's like, well, I was in the attic. And then, my heart was beating so fast, I couldn't hear it. He's like, you were that frightened? I'm like, stop it.
Right.
Stop. Don't even try to be like,
be glad she didn't shoot your ass. That's what I would have said.
Yeah. And then
thank
he's
you
like,
for my life.
And he goes, oh, yeah, you preferred to hide than come home with me?
Way to make it about you, Fred, right?
It's always about him.
But can he really be that dumb, though? Like, can he really be...
He's in that much of a delusion.
Oh, yeah, he thinks everything's a privilege that he's given to everybody. That's what I think.
There are plenty of people that exist in the world like that.
It just blows my mind that he's that dumb to think that she can that she can just I don't know
or that she's really into him.
Yeah, could you really be that dumb?
He's just pushing his power. I think he's just
there
like,
are. But June does kind of good recovery. Like, well, I'm just saying bye to my daughter and want to spend time with the baby and stuff. And then he's kind of like, I guess so.
I guess that's a good reason.
And then he's like, how did it work out with Hannah? How was that?
Yeah.
And is that all the thanks I get? I'm like.
What do you want?
He wanted a blowjob. Sorry, that's what he wanted.
You know what? Power to June or Alfred. June, I refuse to call her Alfred at this point. To June, because you guys hopefully have known me at this point. I'd probably lost it by now. So if we did have that one more encounter, I can't promise. I mean, I might go down, but. when I come up, you will be missing something.
Yes. So, exactly. There are knives.
That's why that was hard to watch. Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, she's like, well, we can play Scrabble sometime.
Oh, that's right, the Scrabble.
And he's kind of like, maybe. Because they did have flirtation stuff when they did that, but still.
She was also like, any human contact at that point, but yeah.
How upset did he get, though, whenever he was talking about Eden?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, that little slut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah. Anyway. I don't know why I did that voice, but that's a dumb man voice.
Yeah, that would be the only reason a woman would run away, right? He's like slut shaming her. It's interesting how there is that dynamic of not really understanding females at all. It's black or white, right?
Rita breaks the news. They found Eden and Isaac. They were together. Mm-hmm. And Nick with Eden.
Oh my God.
Wow. Man. Both of them, too. The one that was like the most like. When Eden's like, let's forgive each other.
That was a very powerful scene.
Yeah.
Okay. Give her props for maturity in the sense of that.
Yeah.
Because she's like, well, we love each other. We want a family. And Nick's just kind of like, say you're pregnant. Say you made a mistake.
Yeah. Say anything to and get then out
this
of
is,
it.
This is where I'm like, sweetheart, I know you believe in God and you love God. But when she's like, God knows what's in my heart. I'm sorry. This is when you lie to save your life.
Yes.
Because, yes, you have your convictions, but you are going to literally die for them. And if you're okay with that, okay, fine. But I'm like, I don't know about that.
I just think she grew up, I'll get to this later in my news, but I just think she grew up in a world, a very pious place.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't, she was never going to let go of that, even in her darkest hour here.
Right. And when it comes to religion, that's, to be honest, I mean, that's ultimately, that's our major task is, okay, when you're in the heat of conflict and difficulty, will you deny your God? And so when you are that religious, when you are that faithful and that obedient, the answer is always no. So, I mean, it's so interesting to hear, like, you say that, like, this is your life, but people who do have, like, really strong religious points, they're like, no, this is my life.
But I bet how many of them have actually been on the brink of death?
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Which there are. Some have.
It's a different religion. No, but I don't think she could have lived with herself, honestly. Like, I think she would have just never beaten herself up for the rest of her life. Right.
Well, also, at the end, though, in her death, the thing that the question is, what is left behind? Because people are people affected by the fact that she stood by her religion or the fact that she stood up against people? Because it's like, what memory does she leave behind? Because that's also more the you standing for your beliefs, be like, yes, you did it, but how much does the ripple
I will tell you more.
Yes. Comments down below on your thoughts, too.
All in this right vein.
Yes. So that we have all the kind of wives at that pool. Serena, at least she has some heart and was sad for this young girl to die.
Yeah,
I think they'd become friends.
Yeah.
Eden and Serena?
They had become friends. I think she liked having her around.
They get charged with infidelity. Renounce your sins. And her mom's there. Pretty sure that was her mom.
It was her mom and her sister.
Wow.
As a hopeless romantic, I was like, well, at least they get to die together.
Yeah. Romeo and Juliet.
Very much, yes. And she says, the love is patient, love is kind, did that Bible verse. And you're just like, that was a good way to stick it to him with religion and resistance.
Right, exactly. Yes. They did that really well. They always do that really well. The show.
And them in the pool was actually it was very sad, but kind of beautiful, that gorgeous shot underwater.
A little like that Oscar film. What was the
Shape of Water?
Yes, a little bit.
And I love, too, that I also read that to take something so mundane, like a gymnasium and like a pool in a high school.
Do you notice how many other weights were down at the bottom of that pool?
That was so gross. But to take something so like that she could have been at a swim meet or a pep rally if she was in the real world of America. Mm-hmm. And then you do such a weird, sadistic thing.
You repurpose something during a time where you are praised for what you do versus praised for what... Yeah. Not praise for what you're doing.
No.
This might be literally cliche, but they did have their arms free. I kind of wanted them to swim closer together.
I wanted that too. I wanted them to look at each other.
Yeah.
Look into my eyes.
Or as they fell to like something. Yeah. Which I mean, that might have been a little corny, but I'm like, well, that's what I would have done. If this is my last second.
This was me. This is Gilead.
Yeah.
I know we have to move on, but how surprised were you guys that children were in the audience?
Sadly not.
Because they got to ingrain that soon.
I was surprised how many people were there. I was like, who are all these people just watching?
And there was like one handmaid, like one dressed in red.
Just June. just wives. It's probably assigned to other wives and Econo wives. Like, don't do this. Yep. This is what happens. Yeah. The other thing, though, with that, too, is seeing that. Also, they don't have a lot of, okay, this sounds bad, they don't have a lot of stock in terms of baby-making people, and you're getting rid of a healthy young woman.
Yes.
Well, they were saying if she would have renounced her sins, right, then she would have been proven worthy to be a handmaid, and that probably would have been her punishment if she had renounced.
Right, because they don't give other people chances. Yeah, great point. They'll just take them out, but they give her a chance.
June and Nick kind of have a sad moment at the end, because that could have been them, too.
Oh, yeah.
And she goes for a gentle touch, and he pulls away. Understandable, because he probably feels like shit. Though it's not his fault, but I bet he feels like he could have done something.
If he would have just, like, loved her a little bit or
just
lied.
A little. I do agree. I'm like, you could have given her a little bit more attention. Yeah. She's a very needy teenager.
Yeah.
And not that there's ever a reason to be pushed to infidelity.
Yeah.
I mean, stuff like that can drive someone crazy.
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
They both felt guilty. I think June also felt guilty.
June, right? Too, because she... Right. Well, because they all ignored her. Like, it's not their fault what happened to her, but you feel like you could have done something.
And June told her to grab onto love, so there you go.
Yes. Yeah.
Then we get June, Serena, and the baby at the end, and Serena has a minuscule tiny heart, because then she's like, okay, they don't say it out loud, but she's essentially invites her to stay to breastfeed for the baby, and it's the three women together, and that's the end. So,
and I'm all for the women coming together and maybe turning against Fred. Serena hates his guts.
Well, hold on to your prediction. Right. Any other thoughts on the episode before we get into our special segment?
I don't know. I feel like we talked a lot about this episode. Sweet. But I don't know if you girls have...
No, I love that Nick and Eden forgave one another. And
so that was lovely.
That kind of stuck with me.
Yeah, very mature, for sure.
And the sand, about Holly eating the sand. Like, she's going to eat the sand if we go to Hawaii together.
Yes. I know, right?
Do it.
Also, we have this on iTunes as a podcast, so make sure to go over there if you like podcasts. Tell your friends who enjoy podcasts, because you're probably watching on YouTube or not. Give the 5 stars on iTunes. Give a thumbs up on YouTube. Subscribe button. We love your feedback, and we love reading your comments. So we're going to get into our special segment, which is our Resist Sister.
Yes.
And that's kind of somebody or people that stood out this week that did something resisting against the system.
Yeah.
And take it away.
Hashtag Resist Sister.
Yes.
Okay, so let me get to it. Yeah, so this one was really interesting. Had to do a little bit with the World Cup. So there was an Iranian women's advocate group. Their name is Open Stadiums. And basically, it may sound silly, but, you know, it's different in other parts of the world. But they're an advocate group that fights to get women the rights to be able to join sporting events or attend sporting events or even go to a place that shows them on TV. So they've been doing this for a while. Yeah, I know.
That's crazy to me.
That's crazy.
I'm blanking on the documentary, but there's one about that of a girl dressing up as a guy to go watch a World Cup match.
That's a thing. That's what they do in Iran. Yeah. That's a big thing.
So the documentary on it. It's
that's
really
crazy. Wow.
That's what they said that in the article. But so anyway, so this, let's see. So, okay, so just a few weeks ago, they lifted the 40-year ban on this. So big deal.
Yes, congratulations.
Girls can watch sports, right? So
yes.
Just watching sports. This is crazy.
Yeah.
So they all went to the stadium, right, and 100. Yay. They're all super excited. But when they got there, So when they got there, the news reported that they were canceling the event due to infrastructure problems, which I...
What?
Yeah, they're kind
That's
of trying
a lie.
To... It, exactly. So anyway, but the women stood there and they started to petition and they were like, we're not leaving. This is our day. We want to celebrate. And eventually they let them in and they watched the World Cup.
Oh,
yay!
Good.
So, that's good.
You're not in, they can't handle it anymore.
Hopefully it just continues to improve and they can watch more and not have to dress up in disguise to go watch a game. So now we'll get to our news.
Yes.
Leslie, take it away.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, the Huffington Post put out this great article called The Teen Girl You Ignored on The Handmaid's Tale Could Change Gilead. So, there was a lot of awesome stuff in this article. So, Sydney Sweeney, who plays Eden, as we know, said she was taken aback by the extreme suspicion that Eden had brought out in viewers. Fans had so many theories about her, as did we.
Guilty.
Especially that she was going to be trouble. But now we know she was not trouble at all. She was, as Sweeney said, she was just a teenager.
Yeah.
And a teenager that had very little access to her peers or education in a very oppressive place. So she was only taught to bear children and build a household. So why were audiences so hell-bent on mistrusting her? Well, simply because she's a teenage girl. And in both Gilead and in our world, teen girls are often dismissed and feared. They are either represented as silly fangirls, love-struck fools, narcissistic selfie takers, and they often tempt older men. So
interesting.
Yes. I would also argue this show makes you distrust everyone.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah. Just saying.
But they do one thing to explore their sexuality as or love, like Eden did, and they are called sluts, like the commander did himself.
That's right.
And he said, "I gave her an opportunity to elevate herself, be a wife and a mother, and to associate herself with the Waterford name." So he was obviously more concerned about what her actions would mean for him and his power than what it would mean for her. So it's amazing because Gilead claims to care about nothing more than children. That's like the number one thing. Right. And then they turn and they murder two of them because Isaac was only 20.
Yeah.
Given that there is now a baby girl in the house, Serena, Nick, June, and Rita have to decide how they're going to protect her in a society that offers so little to girls and takes so much from them. So lastly, Sweeney was asked how her character's death might affect the others. She paused and answered forcefully, "They will all never be the same."
Yes.
So
agreed.
It's going to cause a lot of ripples throughout.
That's
Gilead.
Some great insight.
Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then two other fun little things on Twitter for the scene with Emily and Commander Lawrence, the significance of the shape of their glasses. She had one that was very womb-shaped. He had one that was kind of a phallic symbol.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And I just love that they were drinking
beer. It's the
beer
same beverage.
And so that, I thought that was interesting. And also there was another tweet about the name. Baby Nicole is obviously Nick Ole. So obviously Serena is saying a big F you to Fred with Nick being the first half of the name. So that was tweeted by several folks. I didn't figure it out until I read it on Twitter.
A lot of people, and a lot of people I was going to kind of call out in the live, because I kind of thought you were going to go there. A lot of people in the live chat were saying that. But I kind of thought.
It's too easy that we're like, it's
too easy. And the fact that every name, as far as a handmaid, is like off something.
Right. Yeah.
It's kind of like not Nick off, but Nicole.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of
and then
like
Lydia, at one point, she was like, she looks just like her father.
Oh,
right?
I do like that. Yeah. Fred, like, I love that Nick there was like, what? And Fred goes, oh, shut up.
Yeah, right. I have a quick little news story, and I didn't prepare this one as much because I literally heard it in the car on the way over here.
Yeah.
Go check it out on NPR. It's a audio thing, but what's behind the U.S. opposition to pro-breastfeeding language?
Ooh.
At a World Health Assembly summit in Geneva in May, the U.S. led a charge against pro-breastfeeding language.
Yeah.
So they speak with a New York... Alyssa Chang speaks with New York Times reporter Andrew Jacobs about why, what's happening and why. So if you go listen to that, it's a really short story. It's about 4 minutes, but it's really interesting that, like, I forget what country it was, but some South American country was... Just the defining of, like, the health benefits, they were like, yes, breastfeeding's best. And the United States is like, nah, we need to reword that because they want to be pro-formula and formula companies. And then the U.S. was need to stop.
Capitalism.
Oh, right. They're
over health.
Us, our country, they're like, we're going to pull out all military support and cause other problems if you don't remove this, forget what the official word was, and literally just heard it in the car on the way here.
Yeah.
And they did within a day. And then a couple other countries were going to, and the U.S. threatened them about it.
Wow.
And then Russia did it, but U.S. threatened, but it's still, like, still held. So go listen to that. Go check it out on NPR. Pretty much, if you do, like, breastfeeding NPR, it is
It'll
a news story. Yeah, it just came out today, July 9th, 2018. So it's very interesting on all things considered. All right. Let's do some quick predictions. I know some people were burning with them.
Yes.
So please.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
I know, it's Kira. I see that smile over there. What is yours?
Go, girl.
I'm just going to stand strong on my Aunt Lydia, and I think this weird Commander Lawrence and Aunt Lydia are going to ultimately work together in a weird way to get handmaids out. Kind of like a little underground railroad thing.
Okay.
I love that. I need that. that's how I feel about the weird eccentric guy. What's it, Lawrence, right?
Lawrence.
Commander Lawrence.
Yep.
I'm torn. That's what I want. That's my hope and dream. But I feel like it could also be sadistic. Like, like if the show could get any darker, it's about to get darker.
Yeah.
And I hope not.
Easy Avenue.
Yes.
Freeze. That's a good point.
And I think Commander Lawrence, I think he's going to be good in the sense, but I think maybe Emily might have to do something bad to get to get the good that he's offering. Yeah. So, and I also think everybody in the household, the Waterford household, is going to start turning on each other. I think it's just going to be Fred and Serena are going to get further apart.
I don't know
that June and Serena are going to match up. I think it just might be the two of them individually against Fred. So we'll see how they both handle that.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend. I think that's the only way Serena and June could bond at this point.
Yeah.
But in terms of if Fred is more of a problem, they might be like, hey, let's team up for this. I don't like you, but I hate this person more. I want to trust Commander Lawrence so much. And I'm like, so I want to. I have good feeling about you, sir, but I feel it could go really dark really easily.
Yeah.
I think it'd be very interesting if he was some kind of like undercover agent in a way of doing stuff that people don't know about, and he wanted her because she is so smart. And actually, now just thinking about it, her degree is in biology.
Yes.
And colonies. See,
maybe she
and
has
poison.
To do something bad.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe they can do something. Or
that would be great.
They could use the poison from the colony to do stuff to other people.
Oh my gosh. Get us to
That's
the finale.
I got two really good ones in the chat. I want to give a shout out to Fatal Shore. Said Serena is going to give up Holly to June and sacrifice herself to ensure their escapes in the act of motherly love.
Okay.
So that's one. And Ryan Butler said, I don't think Fred is going to make it out of this season alive. Serena or June will kill him.
Yes.
And
sorry. Do it.
That's pretty much
Do it.
Sweet. I like your theories. Loving those.
Cut them.
Yeah. Well, next week is the finale.
Yes.
Oh my
yes.
goodness. Crazy wild ride of a journey. Make sure to tune in. Tell your friends because it will be live like we always do.
Yes,
and if you can't make it live, though, please join us afterwards and comment down below all your thoughts on the finale and this one as well. Oh my goodness. So where can people find y'all and get ready for the finale?
Y'all, I love that word. I just got back from Tennessee. Well, y'all can find me, Takira Shabre, on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre.
Hey guys, Veronica Briga. You can find me on Instagram at Veronica, the letter B online. And I just started a gig on TMZ, so you might see me on that.
Yay!
On your local, local television.
Yay!
So keep a lookout.
You guys can find me on Twitter at LesliePowers15 and on Instagram at LMPowers15 and catch me on Sharp Objects on Sunday at 8 o'clock, another really messed up drama.
Yeah. Where Eden lives on.
Where Eden lives on. Yeah, she hasn't shown up
too
yet,
soon.
But she will. Yeah.
It's all hashtag too soon. And my name is Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. Also, I want to plug, go to... I know it's a very different kind of genre, but AfterBuzz Animation. I just went to Anime Expo, did tons of interviews of all kinds and sorts, so there's probably something that you might be interested in, so go check that out. There is, and then also there's a horror show as well, and I talk about some horror stuff, and I posted some of those photos, too, on my Twitter, as well as ABTV Anime. So go check those out, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.